It's time for Agriculture Today on the Red River Farm Network. We are at the Alaris Center. We'll send it over to Randy Conan.
All right, thanks, Whitney. Visiting with Jeff Benton. He's a regional sales manager with Belgium Crop Protection USA. Our reports brought to you by Belgium Crop Protection USA here from the American Sugar Beet or from the International Sugar Beet Institute. Jeff, let's visit a little bit about Spinade. Just got a 24C release from EPA, and let's talk about Spinade. Tell us about the product.
Sure. Well, first of all, what we're trying to do as a company is meet the unmet needs of the end user, the grower. And in this case, their issue with dealing with resistant kochia and lamb's quarter. So that's what gave us that 24C for Spinade. We're targeting these weeds, and more specifically, these weeds in the Red River Valley area with sugar beet growers. We know that if we can add Spinade to the tank and we can hit these weeds early, we can do a good job of controlling them.
It goes back to early is the key there, too, when those weeds are small.
Definitely. I mean, we know that the most expensive herbicide out there is the one that doesn't work. And the key to making them work is using them correctly. And it all starts with application timing. This product is very safe. Last year we were advocating for hitting these weeds at the dime size stage, quarter size at the largest. But given the safety factor and some of the research being done, we think we may actually be applying it this year at the Catalina stage. But we're waiting to get that label update, and we'll see if it happens. But if it does, it'll be only a good thing for growers.
Talk about like a 24C registration. That gives it some time a little bit that you can work with it.
The 24C is good for another 4 years. If we have a label extension, it'll add on another year, so five total. But we are working towards our Section 3 label right now as we speak. So we have some more years behind it.
The advent of, or with it that the Spinade product into the tank as part of the tank mix goes after, you said, the resistant kochia. Any other resistant weeds?
Well, kochia is first and foremost. That's the one we hear a lot about. But also lamb's quarter. Common lamb's quarter is becoming a growing problem as well. I have heard today in talking to people that they're starting to see more water hemp in this area. Unfortunately, we don't target water hemp with Spinade. But kochia and lamb's quarter, those are right in our wheelhouse.
Yep. Now, you're seeing this across the country?
We're seeing it in a lot of different crops. I mean, we have other products that we promote, and we're seeing it in corn in the Midwest. We're seeing it in corn even out in eastern Montana where I cover it. And also we have issues with chickpeas and lentils where we're seeing issues with kochia. But that's for another herbicide. As it pertains to Spinade and sugar beets, kochia, it's a growing issue.
All right. That's Jeff Benton. He's the regional sales manager here for Spinade. And we're here at the International Sugar Beet Institute's Beet Show here at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Our report's brought to you by Belgium USA. Whitney, back to you.
Thanks, Randy. Roche Ag Marketing Market Advisor.